This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that all the conspirators behind the horrific incident in Delhi will not be spared and all those responsible will be brought to justice. Addressing an event in Thimphu, Bhutan, Mr. Modi said he was in contact with the agencies involved in examining this incident entire night yesterday. He assured that the agencies will go to the very bottom of this conspiracy. The Prime Minister said today he has come to Bhutan with a very heavy heart and the incident in Delhi last evening has deeply disturbed everyone. Mr. Modi said he understands the pain of the affected families and the entire nation stands with them. A powerful blast which took place in a Hyundai i20 car at a traffic signal at around 7 p.m. near Red Fort in Delhi killed 8 people and injured several others yesterday evening. It damaged 3 to 4 other vehicles and injured pedestrians and people travelling in auto rickshaws. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level security review meeting at his residence in New Delhi to assess the situation following the car blast near the Red Fort in the national capital last evening. Soon after the incident, security has been tightened in all sensitive areas. Authorities are maintaining heightened vigil as investigations continue to determine the cause and circumstances of the blast and to ensure public safety and restore normalcy. A blast in a car near Red Fort in Delhi yesterday killed 8 people and injured several others. Medical superintendent of LNJP Hospital said that 15 people were brought to the hospital. He said 8 of them died before reaching the hospital, 3 are seriously injured and 1 is in a stable condition. The helpline numbers are Delhi Police Emergency 112, Delhi Police Control Room 011-2291-0010 or 011-2291-0011, LNJP Hospital 011-2223-233-400 and Emergency 011-2323-9249, Delhi Fire Service 101, Ambulance 102 or 108, and AIMS Trauma Center 011-2659-4405. Delhi Metro Railway Corporation has informed that Lal Qila Metro Station will be closed due to security reasons. It said that all other stations are functional as normal. The Red Fort will also remain shut for visitors till Thursday. Addressing the Delhi Defence Dialogue in New Delhi today, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today assured the country that those responsible for the Delhi car blast will be brought to justice and will not be spared under any circumstances. Speaking about the Delhi Defence Dialogue, the minister said that it has emerged as a flagship platform for thoughtful deliberation and strategic engagement on multifaceted challenges of defence and security. Union Minister of New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi said the government aims to make India a global hub for green hydrogen production, use and export. The minister made these remarks while addressing the inaugural session of the 3rd International Conference on Green Hydrogen 2025 in New Delhi. He said green hydrogen should be seen as an economic necessity, not just an option. In Bihar, 47.62% voter turnout was registered till 1 p.m. for second and final phase of assembly elections. Voting is taking place for 122 constituencies spread across 20 districts in this phase. More than 3 crore 70 lakh voters will decide the fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 women. The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements for conducting smooth polling. The Supreme Court today set aside the conviction of Surendra Kohli in the last pending case related to the Nidhari killings. A bench led by Chief Justice B.R. Gawai allowed Kohli's curative petition, noting that he had already been acquitted in 12 other similar cases. The court recalled its 2011 judgment that had upheld his conviction and ordered his immediate release, if not wanted in any other case. India has urged the United Nations Security Council to adopt a zero-tolerance policy towards those who fund or facilitate the movement of illicit weapons used in terrorism. Speaking at the UN debate on small arms, India's permanent representative, Ambassador Parvathananeni Harish, said the country has battled cross-border terrorism for decades. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.